Our Father's yearning is to have sons who love Him. Before I give the announcements, can we do this? Can we tell our Father that we love Him?
Amen.
Father, we love You!
Father, we love You!
Sisters!
Father,
brothers!
Father, we love You!
Father, we love You!
Father, we love You!
Amen. This is our great yearning from Amen. Our Father Amen. To have sons who love. Sorry, Amen. I forgot to turn the microphone on. Maybe before we get to the announcements, are there any new ones or visiting ones? You're a visitor, you're here for the first time. Yeah, why don't you go ahead, stand up, introduce yourself, let us know your name, where you're from.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Amen. I'm Matthew. I live in Manchester by Tom Zerger, so I made quite a journey this morning.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Manchester, New Hampshire?
New Jersey.
New Jersey.
By Tom Sherman.
By Tom Sherman. That's still a long journey.
Yes.
Welcome, Matthew.
Thank you.
Anyone else here for the first time or visiting? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, brothers and sisters. My name is Roman. I'm a student at Rutgers, studying computer engineering. And this is my sister.
Hi, brothers and sisters. I'm Tong Tong Zhong.
Amen.
Nice to meet you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
One more?
Yeah. Hi, brothers and sisters. I'm Bintik, a student from Rutgers studying computer science. Nice to meet you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Caleb, you want to introduce yourself? It's my brother.
Monterey Park, Southern California. It's been a while, probably a few years.
Yeah. If you can't tell, it's my brother. Yeah. Same life and nature as my father. Anyone else? Okay. Praise the Lord. Greetings to all the new ones who have come today. We have several announcements. The first one is Brother Calvin C. and Sister Jessica Chung was baptized in Basking Ridge this past Friday, March 3rd.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. May the Lord continue to bless them, their Christian life and church life. May we continue to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
What an encouragement. The next announcement is the fifth term of the Vital Living Exercise will be from March 11th to May 7th. The registration has begun, so it's the same as the fourth term. There will be three tracks for the saints to choose. The first track is anyone who's burdened for the young people. Track B is anyone who's burdened for the children. And then track C, anyone who's burdened for the healthy living and the vital group practice. Okay. So the link for registration is included in the email and also last week's newsletter. Okay, so you can find that to register.
This week's newsletter.
That's right.
Email.
Email that has the newsletter. Amen. The corporate ministry pursuit this week, we are entering into the life study of Ezra, messages 4 and 5 this week. Amen. This week's, the prayer meeting is corporate, so
Amen.
It will be here. It will start at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, and we encourage all the brothers and sisters to present their bodies
Amen.
So that we could pray together as the church.
Amen.
It's very important.
Amen.
The food service, P2, P3, and P10, you're scheduled to serve food today. And then next week, P5 and Bridgewater.
Yes.
The small groups you're serving the following week. Okay, this is an announcement that applies to everybody in this room, okay? Yes. We have a church-wide cleaning of the meeting hall today. For all the saints, please fellowship with the coordinators for details. So please listen carefully. I'm going to list out some of the arrangements. So for P2, P3, and P10, you're scheduled to serve the cleaning service after the Lord's Day meeting. And so that's, I believe that's just the next related week. To the kitchen, right?
That's for next week.
Cleaning service after the Lord's Day meeting on March 12th, right? For today's cleaning, sorry, hope that's clear. So P2, P3, P10, you're scheduled to serve on cleaning next week. For today's cleaning, P2, P3, P10, P12, and P13, we're covering the loading dock, the kitchen, the storage area next to the kitchen, okay? P7, Highland Park, you're covering Joy and Grace Halls. P1, P8, P5, Basking Ridge, and P14, you're covering the children rooms, the small kitchen, the bathrooms, and the hallway, Agape, and Fellowship Halls. Okay, amen. There's a lot, right? So I think after the meeting, just get with your small group, follow the direction of the coordinators, and you won't be lost, okay? Amen. So let's all, after the meeting, come together and serve with one accord.
Amen.
Full of the Spirit, enjoying our Lord. Okay. The next announcement is to let the saints know a group of campus brothers and sisters from RPI is coming to visit this week during their spring break, March 8th to March 9th. So let's remember them and also pray for their visitation. The next announcement, this is for all the saints. A conference with our brother Ed Marks is scheduled for March 31st to April 2nd. Okay, so March 31st to April 2nd. And this would be held at the meeting hall of the church in Franklin. I believe the schedule we will make known to all the saints. This is really a golden opportunity, right, for our brother to travel all the way here. I believe this is the first time, right? Because last time he was supposed to come to New Jersey, but he couldn't because of health reasons, right? And so we're really anticipating, right, our brother's visit to the churches in New Jersey and, of course, New York City. So we really hope all the brothers and sisters would seize this opportunity, right, to come and attend and join this conference with our brother and all the saints in this area, okay? I believe more details will be put into the newsletter. And then finally, there will be a meeting for the young people after the table meeting today. It will be in the conference room. Well, any of the brothers, anything else?
Brother, do we announce the dumpster? Move the dumpster.
Up to the meeting.
Oh, yes. So, brothers and sisters, you may have known at right outside the loading dock, there's a big dumpster. And we needed 10 brothers after their lunch to go there to move the dumpster to the correct position. Brother Caleb will coordinate us for this purpose. 10 brothers. Thank you. Amen.
So this morning we will watch a video, about 25 minutes. That's a concluding word from Brother Ron Kendis during the past Chinese speaking conference.
Amen.
So we'll listen to it, and after that we can have some sharing.
I will try to extract the essence of the five messages.
我会试着简短地为这五篇信息做一个摘要。
And I will do this for your experience.
我会从你们经历的角度来说。
And the sequence will be messages 4, 5, then 1, 2, and 3.
我会按着这样的次序，先是第四篇、第五篇，然后回到一二三篇。
My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus,
在基督耶稣里亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
One day we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, the Son of Man.
我们有一天都要站在人子耶稣基督的审判台前
And he will examine and judge two matters.
他要来审查审判两件事
The first is that we've been saturated with the Spirit by which we were regenerated.
第一，他要看我们重生所得着的灵有没有充满浸透我们。
Five were prudent, five were foolish.
那五个童女是精明的，另外五个是愚拙的。
The wise ones had oil, the Spirit saturating their soul.
精明的童女乃是有油，就是那灵浸透了他们的魂。
The others wasted their life and were not filled with the Spirit.
另外那五个浪费了他们的一生，没有被那灵充满。
And then the second aspect.Is our service.
第二方面是我们的侍奉。
And the Lord in the parable said, I'm giving talents, spiritual gifts to all of you.
主在他的比喻里说，我把银子，就是属灵的恩赐，给了这些的奴仆。
And I expect you to use them and produce something.
我期待你们使用这些的银子能够有所生产。
We are all members of the body, and we all have some capacity given by God.
我们都是身体上的肢体，神都把一些的性能赐给了我们。
And this is what we want to hear the Lord say.
我们盼望能够从主听见这样的话。
Message in Matthew 25:21.
马太二十五章二十一节。
His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful slave.
主人对他说，好，良善又忠信的奴仆。
You were faithful over a few things.
你在不多的事上既是忠信的。
I will set you over many things.
我要把许多事派你管理。
Enter into the joy of your master.
进来享受你主人的快乐。
Don't you want to hear the Lord say that?
你岂不盼望听见主对你说这样的话吗？
And then in message 5, we just heard in a very clear way.
刚才这第五篇信息我们听见清楚的话。
Revelation 21:5 tells us there is one on the throne who said, I am making all things new.
在启示录二十一章五节，我们听见那在宝座上的说：“我将一切都更新了。”
We are being renewed day by day.
我们乃是日日的更新。
Can you testify? I am newer right now than I was yesterday morning.
你能否见证现在我比昨天早上更新？
And then there's the word concerning shepherding.
关于牧羊有这样的话。
The Lord is seeking to have the final, a final time before the end of this age.
在这世代的末了，主盼望能够得着这样的情形。
It will be the ultimate revival.
那将是终极的复兴。
And one of the aspects will be shepherding.In mutuality.
这个复兴其中一方面就是彼此牧养。
We all are sheep.
我们都是羊。
Get ready for this.
请准备好听以下的话。
We all are shepherds.
我们也都是牧人。
I'm a sheep.
我是羊。
Any one of you here could shepherd me in a certain way.
任何一位你都可以以某种方式牧养我。
And then I'm a little...A serving one, I can care for you.
另一面，作为一个小小的服侍者，我也可以照顾你们。
Now we go back to message one.
现在我们回到第一篇信息。
And I will extract a crucial point.
我要提出其中一个重要的点。
And that is from Roman numeral 4, point B.
一篇第四大点的第二重点。
To love the Lord's appearing does not mean that we should not live a normal life.
爱主的显现并不是说我们就不过正常的生活了。
Rather, the more we love his appearing, the more we need to live a normal life today.
相反的，我们越爱他的显现，就越需要在今天过一个正常的生活。
And the Lord gave a parable about two men in the field laboring, two women grinding out at the mill.
主用一个比喻说到两个男人在田里做工，两个女人在推磨。
They were all children of God.
他们都是神的儿女。
But one man was taken by rapture, the other left.
但是一个被提被取去了，另一个被撇下。
One of the sisters was raptured, the other was left.
这两个姊妹，一个被提了，一个被撇下。
I would ask why.
我要问为什么呢？
And you said, well, they were ready.
哦，你说那个被提是因为他们预备好了。
But tell me, what does it mean to be ready at the moment Christ is coming to rapture?
但是请你们告诉我，在主来要提接圣徒的时候，预备好是指什么呢？
So as I was considering this, the Lord brought up two verses I'd like to read to you.
当我思想这件事的时候，主给我两节的经文，我愿意念给你们听。
First John chapter 2, verse 28.
约翰一书二章二十八节。
And now, little children, abide in him.
现在孩子们，你们要住在主里面。
So that if he is manifested, we may also have boldness and not be put to shame from him at his coming.
他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来临的时候，也不至于蒙羞离开他。
Then the other verse is verse 6.
另外一节是第六节。
He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked.
那说自己住在他里面的，就该照他所行的去行。
Here may be a brother or sister who is mature.
弟兄和姊妹。
They have been faithful.
他们很忠信。
They exercise their spirit.
他们操练灵。
But for a moment, they're in the self.
但是忽然有一个时刻，他们在己里面。
They're in the flesh.
他们在肉体里面。
They're not abiding in the Lord.
他们没有住在主里面。
And that's when the Lord comes.
那是主来的时候。
But they don't receive it.
但是他们没有领受。
And they're left behind.
于是他们就被撇下了。
Those who will be raptured will be those who live a life of abiding in Christ.
那些能够被提的乃是那些或者住在基督里之生活的人。
And now we go on to a section from message 2.
现在我们来看第二篇的一段话。
Just one point concerning the maturity in life.
我要提的这一点是关于生命的成熟。
So, with a tender heart, I'd like to ask all of you a question this morning.
我愿意出于一颗柔细的心问你们这个问题。
And it's okay if you see me after the meeting, you could ask me the same question.
散了会之后，你们也可以来找我问同样的问题。
Have you reached maturity through the growth in life?
你有没有借着生命的长大而达到成熟？
Does this matter touch you?
这件事有没有摸到你呢？
One aspect of the bride who makes herself readyis her maturity.
心腹将自己预备好了，其中一方面就是她的成熟。
So the basic point concerning maturity needs to penetrate us.
所以关于成熟这个基本的点需要深深地打到我们的里面。
And that is being filled with the divine life that transformed our soul.
那就是被那变化我们魂的神圣生命所充满。
Transformation is not the goal.
变化不是目标。
Maturity is the goal.
成熟才是目标。
And I can only spend now 30 seconds on this.
我现在只有30秒钟来讲这件事。
But look what happened after Jacob was transformed.
但你想一想，雅各被变化之后怎么样呢？
The love of his life, Rachel, passed away when she was giving birth to another boy.
他一生的挚爱拉结在生产的时候离世了。
And he had to bury her and set up a pillar.
他要将她埋葬，立一根柱子。
What a price he paid.
他付了何等大的代价。
But he wasn't mature yet.
但那时候他还没有成熟。
So the Lord led him into the final stage.
所以主把他带到末了的一个阶段。
And we know what happened regarding his son, etc.
我们知道那临到他儿子身上的这一切的事。
We all are in the process of being transformed by the divine life.
我们都在经过被神圣生命变化的过程。
But the Lord knows his eyes are on every heart all over the earth right now.
但是现在主知道他也鉴察地上每一个人的心。
How many are being filled in their entire being by the divine life that has been transforming them?
有多少人在他们的全人里面是被那一直变化他们的神圣生命所充满呢？
So I suggest something personal for you.
所以我建议你们在个人的一面有这样的一方面。
Please don't analyze yourself.
不要分析你自己。
Introspection won't help.
内部自己是没有帮助的。
It has come to the Lord.Through the blood of Jesus.
我们只需要凭着耶稣的血来到主跟前。
Just as you are right now.
照我本相。
Turn your heart to him.
将你的心转向他。
Open your being to him.
将你这人向他敞开。
Exercise your spirit to contact him.
运用你的灵接触他。
And then pray simple prayers.
有简短的祷告。
Lord,Grow in me in life today.
主啊，今天在生命里长在我里面。
Lord, save me in life today.
主啊，今天就在生命里拯救我。
And the Lord will answer that.
主会答应这样的祷告。
And now, I say for the last was 2 points from outline 3.
末了我要提的两个点是根据第三篇信息。
And after I cover this in 3 or 4 minutes, I think you will understand why the burden brought me to this way of completing my little contribution today.
我把这两点讲完，你们就会明白，为什么主带领我这样来陈述我今天早上的这个负担。
Roman numeral 3.
第三篇第三大点。
We need to give heed to the lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts.
第三大点，我们需要留意照在暗处的灯，只等到天发亮，晨星在我们心里出现。
And then I read part of Roman numeral 2.B.
我也要读第二大点第二中点的其中一部分。
The prophetic word of the scriptures as the shining lamp to the believers conveys spiritual light that shines in their darkness.
经上圣言者的话犹如信徒的明灯传输属灵的光照耀在他们的黑暗里。
We all know the present age is just darkness everywhere.
我们知道现今的世代到处都是黑暗。
But that is not the burden of 2 Peter
1:19.
That is not the burden of the outline.
那也不是这篇纲目的负担。
There's a lamp in our spirit.
我们灵里有一盏灯。
Proverbs 20:27. The spirit is the lamp of Jehovah God.
箴言二十章二十七节，人的灵是耶和华的灯。
Can any of us say, I am totally light?
我们有没有一个人说我全人都是光呢？
In Ephesians 5:8, Paul says, once we were darkness.
以弗所五章八节，保罗说我们从前是黑暗。
That is a satanic element, darkness.
这是一个属撒旦的元素，就是黑暗。
Now we are light in the Lord.
如今我们在主里乃是光。
Now what Paul was, what Peter was saying is this.
彼得这话的意思乃是说，
The word of prophecy needs to saturate you.
伸言者的话需要将你浸透。
And the lamp should be shining in every dark part of your inner being.
这灯应该照亮你这个人里面任何一个黑暗的部分。
I have seen dear saints that live this way as an open vessel before the Lord.
我看到一些的圣徒，他们在主面前就是这样的生活，是那样的向着主做一个敞开的器皿。
And you can just sense that there's just light shining out of their inner being.
你就能够感受到有光从他们内里的所事照耀出来。
But other dear saints, the lamp has not been allowed to shine throughout their soul.
但是也有另外一些亲爱的圣徒，他们没有让这灯照透他们的魂。
Now we end this way.
我们要这样结束。
In 2 Peter 1:9,
在彼得后书一章九节，
it says that we need the lamp shining in our heart.
我们需要让这灯照在我们的心里。
Until the day dawns.
直等到天发亮。
And the morning star rises in our heart.
晨星在我们心里出现。
Again, I ask you in a tender way.
我在柔细地问你们。
Have you experienced this personally?
你个人是否有过这样的经历呢？
You have been in fellowship with the Lord one-on-one.
你与主有个别的交通。
And something surprising happens.
就有一些稀奇的事在你里面发生。
Light just is rising up inside of you.
在你的里面有光照出来。
What is it?
是什么？
It's the morning star.
这就是那晨星。
In that verse I just mentioned, there's an important little word.
在我刚才提的这一节经文里面有一个重要的小小的字眼。
Until.
只等到。
Pray, read this word. Be saturated with this word until something happens.
请你们好好的仔细的导读这个字眼，只等到。
And now the light is penetrating parts of your being it has never reached before.
现在这个光就要照透你里面某一个部分是从前从来没有过的。
And the sovereign God has arranged environment and situations to, in a sense, force you to be fully open.
主宰的神安排各种各样的环境，把你迫到一个地步，你没有别的选择。
And the lamp is shining where it's never been before.
你里面就会有这个灯，它的照亮是前所未有的。
You're not aware of it yet.
你还不知道。
But then something is taking place.
但有一些东西就在你里面发生了。
There's a bright star rising up in my heart.
在我的心里有一颗明亮的心升起。
This is the Lord.
这就是主。
In Revelation 22:16, he said, I am the bright morning star.
在启示录22:16节，主说我是那明亮的晨星。
In Revelation 25, he said to the overcomers, you will see the morning star.
在启示录22:25节，他对得胜者说，你们会得着晨星。
The living overcomers who are about to be raptured will see the morning star.
那活着的得胜者，当他们即将被提的时候，会看见这颗晨星。
Why will they see it and other believers will not?
为什么他们看见晨星，而其他信徒看不见呢？
It is because little by little, day by day, the light, the dawn, the morning star.Has been rising in your heart.
这是因为他们一天过一天，一点一点的让这光，让这个破晓的晨光在他们里面升起。
With the concluding word, I admit, I went 5:15.
我承认我超过了我该用的时间。
But this is not theory to me.
但这对我并不是理论。
May the Lord cover me.
愿主遮盖我。
To encourage you.
来鼓励你们。
Because I am a sinner saved by grace.
因为我是个罪人。
Everybody else.
蒙主恩和你们任何人是一样的。
I am a redeemed human vessel just like you.
我跟你们一样，都是一个蒙救赎的属人的器皿。
But 2 Peter 1:19 is not theory.
但彼得后书1:19对我并不是理论。
It is not a doctrine.
不是道理。
It's real.
是真实的。
And the Lord has been leading me by the word until, Ron. Until.
一直用这个话来引导我，特别是这个字眼，只等到。
And now there's something in my heart.For all of you.
现在我心里对着你们众人有这样的话。
By all of you, I mean all the saints throughout the earth in the Lord's recovery.
我说的你们众人是指着在整个恢复里面全地所有的圣徒。
As I stand here, I pray with you.
当我站在这里，我与你们一同祷告。
Lord, bless all the dear saints.
主啊，祝福所有亲爱的圣徒。
May they all experience the morning star.Rising up in their heart.
愿他们都经历晨星在他们心里出现。
And then we will all be raptured simultaneously.
这样我们都要同时被提。
Because we see the morning star.
因为我们看见晨星。
This is not beyond you.
这不是超过你能够有的。
This is for all of us.
这是我们每一个人都可以有的。
It's not too late for any of you.
对每一个人来说，现在并不太迟。
We just give the Lord the rest of our days.
我们只需要把我们余下的年日交给主。
And we will see the morning star.
我们就会看见晨星。
In our heart.
在我们的心里。
And in the coming Christ.
然后我们会看见那来临的基督。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So you are open to stand. You need to share. Echo.Anything to share, you like to share based on your enjoyment of the past week. Yes.
something really quick. I never actually saw that in 2 Peter 1:19, where it says, a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns. I just never connected that and realized that obviously the world situation is very dark, but that's not the burden of the conference and of Peter himself when he spoke this. When he says in a dark place, he's referring to each and every one of us. We have a personal, I think he said personal darkness.
Amen.
I just was so convicted, like, not one of us can truly say, oh, I'm 100% light. Even though the Lord does say we are children of light, not our entire being is light. There are still many dark places in our being. But I really appreciate that word, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. It reminded me of something that I was helped to realize, that the Lord's second coming, on one hand, it's going to be like everyone's going to see it. The whole world is going to witness it. But on the other hand, there's a second aspect of the Lord's coming, and that's actually from within us, actually. In, I think, 2 Thessalonians 1:10, it says, when he comes to be glorified in his saints, and to be marveled at in all those who have believed in that day.
Amen.
So it's saying that on one hand, the Lord's coming is outward, objective. But on the other hand, his coming is inward and subjective.
Amen.
So when the Lord comes, it won't be a surprise to those who are ready. Because he has, as Brother Ron shared, he was coming more and more as the morning star within each and every one of us. But this aspect of the Lord coming as the morning star is very convicting. But Lord, we can just keep praying.
Amen.
And we can
Amen.
Come to him as we are. Not saying, Lord, I'll never make it. But the Lord says, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts.
Amen.
So I really pray that the Lord, we wouldn't just outwardly wait for the Lord to come outwardly, like in some big event. But actually, day by day, he is coming more and more in our hearts as
Amen.
Light.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Oh. Oh. Thank you.
Amen.
Stand up, Joe. Okay. Thank you. So the conference was on the Lord's coming. The Lord's coming.
Amen.
So the Lord's coming is his presence, his parousia. His parousia. Am I on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
His parousia is two aspects. So he is publicly... In this age, this is the age of mystery. So he's mysterious. The next age is the age, it's not a mystery. It's the age of manifestation. So he, in the next age, the Lord will be the day. He'll be the sun. He'll be the sun of righteousness with healing in his wings. He'll be the day. The day will be shining. This is the age of the night. This is the age of mystery. But still, there's the aspect of the Lord's coming, his parousia. So we need to take care of both aspects, the public aspect and the secret aspect, the secret aspect. So the public aspect, he'll come in a public way. He'll come as lightning. He'll be the day. So think of the sunrise with the sun in the daytime. In the night, the sun comes up gradually, and there's a star, the day star, that comes before the sunrise. So the Lord is, this is his, in his seek, this is our, so in our enjoyment of the Lord, we need to enjoy him and experience him in the secret way and in the public way.
Amen.
In the secret way, he's a star. He's a shining star rising now. He's rising now. So we need to spend time. We need to enjoy his presence now in
Amen.
Secret.
Amen.
We need to be with the Lord. And he's a star. He wants to shine in us. So this is our opportunity to be with the Lord, to be touching him in his presence. Have his presence, and his presence is his He's the shining one. He'll be shining in us. So this, the 2 Peter 1:19 is saying, we do this through the Word.
Amen.
So, but it's still, the point is His presence now, in His secret presence.
Amen.
In the age of mystery. That's right now. So that He can be the, He can, we can also enjoy His public presence.
Amen.
In the next age.
Amen.
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 Praise to the Lord. I really enjoyed the concluding word from Brother Ron during the International Chinese Speaking Conference. As you can see and hear, the Brother Ron asked us a very critical question. And I continue to ask myself in the past few days while I was watching this video again and again. He asked us, are we ready for the Lord? As I know, the imminent return of our Lord is real and is coming, and His manifestation is real. As He said, as Brother Apostle John mentioned in 1 John 2:28, and more little children abide in Him, so that if He is manifested, we may have boldness and not be put to shame from Him at His coming. Brothers and sisters, I was really touched and have a full desire that maturity is our goal. We shall be matured in life and nature and in function as He is.
Amen.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, Brother Apostle Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought as a child. I reasoned as a child. Since I have become a man, I have done away with childish things. Since I really enjoy the freshness and the beginning words that I received when I was baptized many years ago. But I need to encourage myself above and beyond that. I need to look forward to more in-depth experience of Lord inside me. I should look forward to the maturity of life and nature and function, more in-depth experience of Lord in me during this dark age. Brothers and sisters, the dark age is around us, but He is a rising star. As long as we come to His precious blood, as long as we present our heart to Him and turn ourselves to Him and open our entire being to experience Him as the precious Lord, and He is going to be with us, and He will become the rising star to us.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I wanted to share, because this, our brother Ron shared a lot from message two. And he told us that transformation is when our natural life is being changed. And I believe that all of us have experienced some degree of transformation. But this is not the goal. The goal is maturity. And the difference between transformation and maturity is transformation is the change of our natural life. But the maturity is to reach the saturation, the complete filling of that life that was transformed, of the life that transforms us. And this light, and this has to do with the lamp shining in a dark place. Yes, we know that the world is dark, but we are dark ourselves. And we need the light to shine in our being. So we need to come to the Lord. And so in my journeys this year, my prayer to the Lord is shine in me, because I don't see. I don't understand my life. I don't understand my situation. I don't like this world. I don't like my life. And I'll be okay if you take me right now. I don't want to live anymore. But I'm not ready. I'm not mature. So I need the Lord to shine
Amen.
In the dark parts of my being
Amen.
So that I can allow This light to shine like never before, to shine in the deepest part. So until the day dawns and the morning star rises in my heart.
Amen.
And this morning star that rises in the very darkest part of the night, if you wake up, I don't know if it's 4 or 5 in the morning, and you look out and you can see the morning star. So we need to see the Lord, but we can only see the Lord when He is shining in the deepest, the most remote part of our being, so that we can love Him and allow Him to just shine away all the darkness,
amen,
all the dross, and all of these things that make everything opaque to us,
amen,
and that we will accept the arrangement, the governmental arrangement that the Lord has given to us, so that this can happen and we can be those that are raptured to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So I also very much appreciate the question that Brother Long asked all of us. The question is not about whether we are ready, but whether we are ready at that moment. So the two women grinding, the two men in the field, it's not that one of them who are left. The reason is not that they are not ready, it's just they are not ready at that moment. So constantly we might just drift away, maybe just for a second, maybe just for an hour, but we don't know whether that would be the particular moment that the Lord come back. So that's going to determine whether we're going to be raptured in glory or captured in shame. So that's a really striking point that I want to share for making a connection to the morning revival, because the ending verse in Ephesians, it talks about the condition of grace.
Amen.
Which really it's a very surprising point, because we are told that grace is free. It's a free gift from God. Grace is unconditional. But very clearly we see from this message of this week that there is a important condition to receive grace constantly, which is to love the Lord in incorruptibility. So why do we talking about this presence of grace? It's not just one moment or one of receiving the grace, but we need to be continuously kept in the enjoyment of the Lord as grace. So in terms of this continuity, in terms of the presence, not the short-lived kind of grasping grace, but always be kept in the enjoyment of grace. That's the problem that Brother Ron was talking about, that we should be always ready, although it's very hard. But if we constantly being stirred up with our first love to love the Lord, that might bring us, because based on this condition, we will have the presence of grace. And then maybe the Lord come back, we won't be captured in the moment of drifting away, but actually we are ready constantly and moment by moment.
Amen.
Just for context, especially for the ones who just seeing the video for the first time, this was the conclusion from a conference recently, I believe entitled Making Ourselves Ready for the Lord's Coming or the Lord's
Amen.
Appearing. Regarding this matter of the Lord's coming, I think we can have many attitudes or different kind of responses. Some may not care about the Lord's coming. Some might know about the Lord's coming, but maybe, Lord, not so soon, I'm not ready. Or some could be those who are earnestly preparing, anticipating, hastening the Lord's coming. We want to be the latter, right, as the believers who love the Lord. And I really appreciated this verse in 2 Peter 1:19. This verse tells us, right, the day will dawn. This is the Lord's coming, right? He will come as the Son of Righteousness.
Amen.
A full day. This world that is in darkness will one day be full of light. But it was mentioned that actually the matter of the Lord's coming, there's two aspects. One is public. But here, it's very interesting. It says the morning star is rising in your heart.
Amen.
In my heart. That means, brothers and sisters, do you realize the Lord's coming actually is something inward?
Amen.
There's a rising up in my heart.
Amen.
Actually, I want to connect this to yesterday. We had a retreat for the college student.
It was entitled The Exercise of Our Spirit and Our Heart in God's Economy.
Amen.
The more that I go on in the Christian life, actually the more I realize we need to pay attention to these seemingly common things that we've heard so many times.
Amen.
Spirit, heart,
yeah.
My spirit, my heart. The Lord's coming is rising up in our hearts.
Amen.
And we saw yesterday, oh, the matter of our heart, the exercise of our heart. Oh, we need to take care of our hearts, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
We need to make sure our heart is not hardened. We need to make sure our heart is open to the Lord.
Amen.
We need to make sure our heart is pure. Blessed are those who are pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
We see God through the Word, through the prophetic Word. If our heart is not pure, we cannot see God. We cannot have this experience that our brother was encouraging us, right, to have a personal, right, experience of the light shining in the dark places in our heart, right, so that we could have Him, what, grow in us, to saturate us, to infuse Himself into us. So I just hope that really, in the matter of His coming, we need to pay attention to our heart. That's like our sister shared. Is the Lord the first? Does the Lord have the first place in our hearts?
Amen.
Or have we started loving other things? Right? And because if that's the case, there's no way, right, for the morning star to rise up in our hearts.
Amen.
And so the real need is actually for us to take heed to the prophetic word.
Amen.
Right? The word is the antidote to all the apostasy, all the darkness that is within our heart. When we spend time in the word has a way to purify our hearts, to shine in our hearts, to keep our walk pure before Him. So may we be those who take heed to the prophetic word in the last days so that the morning star could really rise up in our hearts.
Amen.
Amen. So I will share the verse first. It's Amos chapter 4, verse 12. Prepare to meet your God. How is it real? Prepare to meet your God. I think we all have the same feeling that Lord is coming. Nearly, quickly, but let's ask this question to us: how much we have prepared for ourselves to meet our God? Is a very important question to ask. So every conference we have this feeling to. I'm pretty sure we all get inspirations. We have this holy warnings. But one thing I notice, we cannot rely on inspirations. Because inspirations always wear off. After 1 week, after 2 weeks, also after 1 month, we may go back to our same life, same routine. I actually feel we need to, if we really feel serious, we want to make a change of ourselves, we need to have some practical thinkings. We need to form a healthy habit. Healthy habit. For example, how about reading Bible every day? We might think this is easy, right? But actually, it's not. It's difficult. It's very difficult to keep reading Bible every day. Just take this as an example. And then we need to ask ourselves a question. Our heart, you know, the distance is very important. How far away our heart is to God? How close our heart is to God? My parents, they're visiting me for almost 6 months. They are going back to China next Friday. I truly appreciate their presence here. So this is an example. I call them every day when they are in China, but this huge difference, they are here compared to they are in China. The same thing, we all have our God in our spirit, the presence. But the point is how we need to really treasure the presence of our God in our heart. Amen. And then go back to the basic. For example, can we read Bible every day? Make this a healthy habit as well. Amen.
I enjoy reading Bible with the sisters, and every time we arrange a time to read the Bible, then before we can start, I always send a message to them. Oh, I'm ready. Amen. So every day we really need first to prepare ourselves, be ready to read the Bible together, and reading Bible with the sisters is. It's really very enjoyable, and also we can share our experience of this truth together. And from the message we just listened, there's two words actually touching me. One is rest. Do you want to rest your day, which you do not read Bible at all? There's no light shining in your heart to spend that day. So before go to sleep, I just ask myself, is my today rested, or I really have something new in my heart and grow in my heart. Amen. So this is this should be our attitude. Every day we need to grow in Him. I don't know how long will it take for us to reach maturity, but at least every day there's something growing in me, that I'm just growing in Him. So may Lord have mercy on us, that every day we need to spend time to read the Bible, and then not only we individually pursuing, and also corporately pursuing the truth together, that let the truth and let the prophetic word to saturate us and to shine in us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, dear saints, do you want to see the morning star?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Not loud enough. Dear saints, do you want to see the morning star?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Much better. But to see the morning star, it depends how we live our daily living, right? Because the Brother Ron also mentioned, to see the morning star, it depends on day by day, moment by moment, every day, you know, we see the light in the dark, right? So that means, you know, it's our living day by day, you know, we see the light. Also, Brother mentioned, you know, that day we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, the Son of Man. And He will judge us and examine us whether we are grow in you know, maturity in life or not, or whether we are saturated by the Spirit, by the life-giving Spirit or not. And another aspect is, you know, our service. It's our service, you know, doing business to earn the money for the Lord. So He gave us an example in Matthew. Five prudent virgins, right? Their vessels are saturated by the oil. But the five foolish ones, they waste all the life not feeling by the Spirit. So we need to ask the Lord, Lord, how about me? Do I waste my life, or do we, you know, prepare to be saturated day by day by your Spirit? So I'll be ready by that day. So praise the Lord. You know,
amen.
We thank the Lord of His speaking is still within us.
Amen.
And we have a high peak truth in the church. I have a highest revelation for the ministry. But, you know, without loving the Lord, this knowledge of the truth is not enough for us to go on.
That is true.
So praise the Lord. We need to have a grace upon grace.
Amen.
So we can grow in life.
Amen.
So especially in this week, morning revival, Paul mentioned something. To have a grace upon grace for us to go on, we need to love the Lord in incorruptibility. And that's the condition. Just like Brother Ron mentioned, right? Loving the Lord's appearance doesn't mean we are not a, live a normal life.
That's right.
But remember, when Lord is speaking, is Satan also do something? Because Lord prophesies in Matthew, right? You know, at the, in the last hours, because lawlessness multiplies, the love of the many saints grow cold.
Right.
So we really need to come to the Lord day by day.
Amen.
We are to contact the Lord, to be rekindled in our first love, so we can enjoy His grace.
Amen.
And get the surprise, you know, to enjoy His, experience Him as our life surprise.
Amen.
But that's the point. The important point is here. The key is here. Because, you know, we have the, this ministry of the age. All everybody can experience, can you know, testify that when we enjoy the ministry, this betrothing ministry, we will love in the Lord more. We will be stirred up more to love the Lord.
Amen.
So day by day, dear brothers and sisters, because the Lord is still within us, we don't want to waste our time. How about we all come to, you know, life study message? You know, every week, at least two messages, right? That's very minimum. Because for me, you know, one day I can read two messages. But, you know, that's not for everybody. I mean, well, we're not just live, you know, read the message. We need to wait, you know, enjoy the Lord and until we see some light.
Amen.
In our daily life. In our,
right.
The light that shines within our darkness in our being.
Amen.
Amen.
So may Lord will speak to all of us. And I just hope, you know, everyone else, after hearing this message, we all come to the, to contact the Lord.
Amen.
To get the light to shine within us.
Amen.
So we'll be ready day by day, grow in life more and more every day.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for His speaking.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Here's one quick. Praise the Lord. I just want to mention what a brother once shared. And he said one day he went with the Lord, Brother Ed Wright, very sweet, lovely brother. He said once that he stopped behind a car, a small car called Fit. He said that, you know, he thought about it, so he said, everybody wants to be fit, especially the young people. And then he said, he came to his, to his spirit, about this three words, F-I-T, he said, how frequent do we pray and read the word in a day? And the I, how intense is our love and faith with the Lord? And then the T, he said, how many times do we call the Lord in a day? See, that really touched his spirit, you know? And he shared with us, you know, if we go through these three steps, he said, we will start growing up and getting mature, you know? And this book, Holy Revival, talks about being rooted and grounded, right? We need to be rooted to grow up, to mature. But we also need to be grounded for building up, to build up the church. This is not individual. This is corporate. But we need to be honest. We really need to be honest. And like Brother said, we need to have a clean heart. We have a clean heart. We have a lot of garbage in our conscience. Hate, resentment for friends, brothers, families. We need to clean our heart first. Start cleaning our conscience. You know? So then once we clean our conscience, we'll be able to grow up and mature. And then we will see the morning star.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, so our Lord is coming back soon, right?
Yes.
Do you know?
Amen.
The Lord is coming back soon.
Yes. How do you know?
Times.
Because the world is very dark. I think so. We can see the whole world become darker and darker. So we know the Lord is coming back. But is that benefit us just by knowing the Lord is coming back soon? No, right? If we don't prepare ourselves, we can know, oh, Lord is coming back next week or in a few years. But if we don't prepare ourselves, that doesn't benefit. We won't be the ones really hasten the Lord's coming back.
Amen.
And so I think this, I really touched by Jerry's fellowship at the beginning. The darkness is not just our, not just the world. You know, our inside is also dark. Our insides really need this shining
Amen.
Of the prophetic word.
Amen.
That's the way we prepare ourselves. That's the way we hasten the Lord's coming back.
Amen.
And I also, Brother Xiaogang's fellowship, we cannot just have aspiration. We really need to put it into practice
Amen.
In our
Amen.
Daily living.
Amen.
How about we read, right? The word, prophetic word, need us to take heed, need us to spend time, and to let this morning star shining in our heart.
Amen.
How about we read the word every day? How about we read the life study every day, or at least two messages a week? And I want to also emphasize, you know, last corporate meeting, we encouraged the saints to enter into this together.
Right.
You know, we corporately enter into this with companions. That will help us. I know for example, last week I'm really very busy, and I almost missed my time to read the second message of life study. Yeah, but because I'm joined with this group, I was reminded. So I think I can remember, maybe Thursday morning or Friday morning, I'll try to pick up, you know, where I left. And when I spend some time to enter into the life study, oh, I really enjoy so much.
Amen.
And so we are running together. You know, 2 weeks ago, we are right now in the morning revival about loving the Lord, right? And 2 weeks ago, we see from the Song of Songs, loving the Lord in order to prepare the bride. There's a very important individual aspect. You know, individual believers' experience of the Lord. It's very crucial for preparing the corporate bride.
Amen.
And but individually, without brother sister running together with us, we very easily to fail. So I will just again encourage all of them. We love the Lord together.
Amen.
Amen.
But taking care of these two aspects secretly. And corporately,
Amen.
Publicly. And besides this life study, we know, we announced a couple of times, right now we also want to encourage saints to enter into this vital living exercise. That's not only, this vital living exercise is nothing in conflict with the life study pursuing. Actually, for the pursuing aspect, we will mainly also enter into this life study, two messages a week.
Amen.
So you are not trying, you won't stop your life study pursuing and read something
Amen.
Else. You will continue, we will continue to pursue this life study
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
But there's very important aspect of this vital living exercise is we want to shepherd one another, because this shepherding according to God is very important for us to bring the Lord back.
Amen.
Yeah, that's, you know, we all have the burden for our next generation, right? We don't want our next generation be left behind. We become overcomer and our next generation is left behind. and we don't want anyone we bring to the church life, they are left behind. So we need to have this burden. Not only we become mature, we want our next generation, all the new ones in the church can be shepherded properly. And this is the burden of life, vital living exercise. So you see the brothers announce, we have track A is burden for young people,
right.
Track B is burden for children, track C is burden for everyone else. Praise the Lord. Let's all enter into this exercise. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I really appreciate Brother Kai about the better living exercise. Actually, we started like two terms before. So actually, through this experience, we really appreciate the time we spent. So I give you, you know, we know we need to fill with oil, right? So we need to pay price. So this price could be a penny, you know. Penny accumulate could be a big dollar. From a big dollar, you have be more money to pay for this the buying the oil. So I remember when my car always some penny I throw into my car. So once I got some penny back from the payout, and then one day I find that there's a lot of money in the car, just this penny. So that's the same thing for us. You know, every day we spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes together, and then even when you need a car with the brothers and sisters, you can make a call or you listen to the messages. So accumulate, you will hear a lot. So this is build up your you know, the body, your oil into your vessel. So really appreciate, I encourage everyone can do together. So we are in the body. So grow, we need a shepherding, we need a gospel preaching, and we also need to speak for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, that's the very crucial verse that Brother Brown mentioned. I would like to bring the previous two verses. It's verse 17 and verse 18, before Peter mentioned this. He said, "For he received from God the Father honor and glory, this Jesus, a voice such as he this, being born to him by the magnificent glory. This is my son, my beloved, in whom I delight." And this voice we heard being born out of heaven while we were with him in the holy mountain.
Amen.
So actually, before Peter mentioned to us that we need to allow Morningstar to rise in his heart, he actually did testify this experience. He has a personal touch, personal seeing of this experience.
Right.
While the Lord brought him to the Mount of Transfiguration.
Amen.
Actually, at that time, his heart still has darkness because he saw Moses, he saw Elijah, and then he felt, "Oh, this is so good, I make tent for all of you." And then there's the voice out of heaven. "This is my son, my beloved, in whom I delight."
Amen.
And then what? "They saw no one but Jesus alone."
Amen.
Actually,
amen.
This is the experience of the morning star,
yes,
rising up in his,
yes,
heart.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, who beside the Lord is still making tent in our heart? Can we have a word, listen to his word, paying attention to this word to a point that there is no other ones in our heart?
Amen.
And this morning star rising that experience of it rising in our heart. So I really was so convicted and so much, you know, what about my heart? Is my heart still occupied with some other things? When my car is still occupied, no matter how much time I'm spending trying to preach gospel, trying to do so many things, well, I still miss that personal shining, that personal touch
Amen.
Of the Lord himself.
Amen.
And actually, according to Brother Ron, you can do a lot of things, but if we lose that, that's a waste.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we really want to have a heart, have an attitude.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, get me
Amen.
To cooperate with you.
Amen.
And you can really rise up in my heart
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
I don't want to waste a day not to have your personal shining, your personal presence to lead me. And this is day by day, moment by moment, to prepare us for his coming.
Amen.
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 Following David's sharing, I actually was very much touched with this week's... I'll just read the verses here. This is from Revelation, when the Lord spoke concerning the Church of Ephesus. Revelation 2:2 says, I know your works and your labor and your endurance, and that you cannot bear evil men. And you have tried those who call themselves apostles and are not, and have found them to be false. And you have endurance and have borne all things because of my name, and have not grown weary. All very good, right, so far. But I have one thing against you, that you have left your first love.
Amen.
So I think I was like very much reminded by this. Actually, the church in Ephesus, they did a lot, right, for the Lord. They were not loving the world or anything else. They were actually very much in the Christian work, right? They hold the truth, right, you can say. And they have endurance. They cannot bear evil men. And they bore all things in the name of the Lord and have not grown weary. You can say this is outwardly, this looks like a very good church. But I believe, just as all the brothers and sisters shared, right, there is something inwardly, some inward condition of that church which is not according to God's heart, which is left the first love.
Amen.
Amen. I was just like so much reminded, right? This, you know, with the message we just heard, prepare for Lord's coming. I mean, we can know all the signs, we can say, right? We can know all the Bible truth, right? About the birth pain, all this. But we may not, our heart could be still be cold. Our heart may not be really taking heed of the prophetic word. Right, we have so much word, right? I mean, in fact, the ministry has really brought us much light, right? You know, opening up the book. But if our heart is not towards the Lord, if we have left our first love, all this is just, I would say, I don't know how to say. Like in Chinese, they say, one ear comes in and the other ear comes out, right? You know, the word just not stay in us. Actually, on Friday, we also, in our group meeting, we were very much touched by the Nehemiah. We were reading the Nehemiah 7 and 8. And actually in 8, it was talking about Ezra at that time, right? He was doing the recovery, was speaking to the Israelites. And he was very specifically, he was speaking to those who can hear and have understanding of the word. And we really, you know, how can we, you know, first we have to hear the word, right? And then we also have to have the understanding. And also, you can see Ezra and the ones, the priests and these 13 brothers, right, were really helping all the Israelites to understand the word. And then after all that, they really stayed and, you know, listened to his word for 7 days, right? And then after that, there was a response to him, to the God's word, right? Of course, the response... It was, you know, particularly regard to the, you know, that the time of the month, which is the seventh month, and that's the seventh month according to Moses' law. They were supposed to have hold the feast of the booth, right? So, and they just rise up and they have a response. So I really feel that this is really speaking, you know, to our condition today.
Amen.
We not only we should hear the word, right? You know, we really should see the light. We have should have the understanding, but we also need to have a response.
Amen.
Right? Our response, we need to, right? Not only hear the word, but we also do His word. Right?
Amen.
This will cause us to build a house upon a rock.
Amen.
So when our situation comes, when the rain comes, when the sunshine beat up on us, you know, we will not be just like a house built on the sand. We'll just be stand still, you know, and then we could be ready, right?
Amen.
Only under that. That is actually the condition, right?
Amen.
I appreciate Sister Phoebe brought up this point. That is a condition to receive the Lord's grace.
Amen.
I mean, Lord actually is you know, beaming His grace, right?
Amen.
I would say 24 hours or 7 days a week. But we may not be in the condition to receive His grace,
Amen.
To see the light. So may we all have this grace.
Amen.
May we all have, you know, really the Lord have mercy on us that we can really, you know, hear the word, have the understanding, and have a response to His word.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We keep coming to you.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord will not. The Lord will not return until the bride is ready. The bride must be ready for Him to be returned. In order for bride to be ready, there is a need for maturity. And who are the bride? You and I are the bride. And you have to ask yourself, check yourself, are you ready for His return? And we have to be honest, we're not ready. Therefore, He cannot be returned. How can we be mature? We need to grow into Him.
Amen.
We all knew this. How can we be grow into Him? We must love Him.
Amen.
Amen.
Saints, do you really love Him?
Amen. Oh Lord.
Do you?
Amen.
Do I? When we say we love the Lord, we must be willing to spend time with Him. Because our life is in time. You know, this week, our morning revival, Paul used the last verse of Book of Ephesians 6:24.
Yes.
He blessed all the saints with grace in love. That such a love is incorruptibility.
Amen.
Do you know what is incorruptibility in love? Whatever time that we spend with the Lord, it is incorruptibility.
Yes. Amen.
And then, you must understand the book of Ephesians was written that when he was in Roman prison. But he tell the saints to love him, to love this one, which we all love. And then the previous verse, I was even more appreciated.
Right.
Paul blessed the brothers. He said, may peace and love and faith to the brothers. What's the church life really need today? You may say, grace. Sure. But to the brothers, the serving one, the first thing we need is peace. That peace must be the reality among us. Brothers, do we have peace? Sister, do we have peace in our service? If we don't, then whatever we are talking today, it's just kind of a doctrine. Then, in the book of 2 Timothy, it's also written by Paul, right? And that also was during when he was in the prison in Rome, before he was martyred. He charged his spiritual son, Timothy, chapter 4. You know why he charged him? He said, I charge you, Timothy, before this one is God who judged living and dead. Also, I will charge you for his appearing and kingdom. Unless we are serious, unless we really have a heart for the Lord cannot grow in us. No matter how people persuade you, this love is in the Lord, cannot rise up. You and I will have to pray for this. You must pray, Lord, like our brother told us. Lord, grow in me.
Amen.
In love.
Amen. Okay.
Grow in me just for your sake.
Amen.
Not for my sake, in a sense. So that my creation of my being, the purpose can be achieved. I don't want to stir you up to join this practice, to join this kind of study the Word. I don't. But in a sense, I must tell you, if you and I don't enter into this, then there's no mean for you to go on. Because the Lord has to grow in us by His Word.
Amen.
I hope you will get the burden. The brother's burden is bring us into this prophetic work.
Amen.
But that part will not work just by stirring you up. Ask you to sign up this
right.
Whatever activity.
Right.
You must pray for yourself.
Right.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Grow in me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And if you want me to sign up this, then touch me. Then we can really love him in corruptibility. And hopefully the Lord can come back.
Amen.
In our time, in my time,
Amen.
In your time, in our next generation time.
Amen.
May we all blessed by this.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we just want to give ourselves to you.
Amen.
We give our rest of the days to you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we want to give heed as a lamp shining in a dark place.
Amen.
Until the day dawns.
Amen.
And the morning star rises in our hearts.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We want to be an open vessel, Lord.
Amen.
We give our daily living to you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, you still have a mercy in us.
Amen.
Oh, we can still hear this word.
Amen.
Oh, we can respond to this word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Never give up us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you still doesn't want us go.
Amen.
You don't want us leave. You know the real situation.
Amen.
Thank you, Bishop Mount Hermon.
Amen.
You continue speaking every morning.
Amen.
Oh, you speak in the conference.
Amen.
You're speaking to us today again.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You love us.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for speaking.
Amen.
May mercy on each of us.
Amen.
We can cooperate with you.
Amen.
For prepare ourselves for your coming.
Amen.
For growing us in life.
Amen.
Serving us in life.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, gain each of us.
Amen.
For your purpose.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we praise you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord, appear to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
To us every day.
Amen. Right.
Shining us as the morning star.
Amen.
And so we can love you with the first love.
Amen.
Right. Draw us to run after you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
One, oh, hasten your return.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And like to consecrate ourselves to
Amen.
Our daily living.
Amen.
Can be every day as a day prepare the bride.
Amen.
Lord, Lord, speak to us.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Lord, we
want to
be the white virgin.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Bride of the Lord.
Amen.
Fill our vessel.
Amen.
Not just our lamps, which is our spirit.
Amen.
But also our soul, which
Amen.
Is our vessel.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, pray for your mercy.
Amen.
Help us to redeem the time.
Amen.
Oh, while Amen. We have time, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, and we want to be the faithful slaves.
Amen.
Oh, we don't want to have you tell us that we are evil and slothful.
Lord.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Amen. Oh,
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
I have one question. Who knows you are in P15? Who is in P15?